Attorney General Dustin McDaniel called it a historic milestone.
To see the three school districts in Pulaski County and the state of Arkansas at a point of agreement on how to terminate this funding, how to terminate this litigation, how to terminate our ongoing hostilities.
Hostilities which both McDaniel and several legislators acknowledged had their source in years of intentional segregation, as he called it. Litigation involving the Little Rock, North Little Rock, and Pulaski County Special School Districts and the state first began in the early 80s. It eventually resulted in an Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling in 1989, leading the state to pay over $1 billion to the districts in the 24 years since. McDaniel said a settlement between the districts, a group representing Black parents and students, and a group representing teachers is near completion. McDaniel said it's essential to return to a working relationship.
I think that it is critical for the students. I think that it is critical for all concerned that we stop being adversaries in court and we start being partners in education.
The deal would send annual payments of around $65 million to the districts for four more years and include creating a Jacksonville, North Pulaski school district and would randomly reassign students in magnet programs. Not all parties are pleased with the proposed settlement. Little Rock State Representative John Walker, who represents the Joshua Interveners, a group that advocates on behalf of Black students, backed out of the deal at the last minute. At the hearing, he expressed skepticism that the payments will ultimately achieve the goal of desegregation.
The intended beneficiaries of this case were the children, primarily Black children of the district, whose educational interests were not being addressed.
And, he said, they still aren't addressed with this agreement.
Those children still do not have the same educational opportunities and outcomes as the children of the majority race.
Walker, who said he was in an awkward position being both directly involved in the case and part of the legislative body assigned to approve of the deal, echoed earlier comments from State Senator Stephanie Flowers of Pine Bluff.
I cannot imagine 24 years of all this money going into three districts and they're no better off.
But McDaniel said he and his legal team tried to reach a compromise on all the demands the Joshua interveners had put forward, including the most recent request to have Little Rock suspend the proposed construction of a new middle school in the western part of the city. McDaniel emphasized that, after more than 20 years of ongoing litigation, it was simply time to end the case for good.
And if we don't have a settlement, my marching orders are to end this money immediately, regardless of the damage it may do. I've never really wanted to do that. I don't think any of you really want me to have to do that.
Now the Little Rock School Board must decide to give final approval to the settlement with or without the support of the Joshua interveners by midnight Tuesday. If it doesn't, and the Joshua group also refuses to agree, everyone goes back to court December 9th, and the case continues. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.